Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. People always say it's good to unwind, but that's easier said than done. The exception, Chumba Casino. They actually make it easier done than said, or at least the same. Chumba Casino is an online social casino with hundreds of casino-style games like slots and blackjack. Play for fun. Play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sign up now and collect your free welcome bonus at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Not all of our minisodes need to be from listeners. In fact, places or lesser-known cases can sometimes take us to dark realms. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our second installment of the newest member of the Dark Paranormal family, Dark Realms. I'd like to begin by saying a huge thank you to everyone for your feedback and your enthusiasm for this new series that we're putting together, and for your lovely words regarding episode 1 where we took a look at the Edinburgh Vaults. As usual, our Patreons will receive this episode on Friday gone, and also, as I've mentioned before, Patreon are now offering subscriptions as gifts. Head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. Now, today, we're going to head slightly north from Edinburgh. More or less, pure north. About an hour and a half drive away. Because it is here you will find one of the very few remaining pieces of outstanding Scottish baronial architecture. And, allegedly, one of the most paranormally active spots in the UK. I'm talking, of course, about the notorious and infamous Glamis Castle. Nestled amidst the serene Angus countryside, Glamis Castle rises like a Gothic symphony of stone, its turrets piercing the Scottish sky. Known as the childhood home of Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother, and the legendary setting for Shakespeare's Macbeth, this stately fortress carries much more than royal prestige. It's a place where whispers of dark secrets echo through time. A place where legends blur the line between history and myth, and where shadows are said to move with an unearthly purpose. The history of Glamis Castle stretches back to the 14th century, when it began as a royal hunting lodge. Over the centuries, the castle expanded into the sprawling labyrinth structure seen today, embodying centuries of political intrigue, family drama, and whispered scandals. It's witnessed feuds, betrayals, and untimely deaths, each of these events leaving an indelible mark on the thick stone walls. One of the most persistent legends surrounding Glamis Castle is that of the Monster of Glamis, an alleged deformed heir born to the Leon family in the early 19th century. Descriptions vary wildly, with some claiming he was grotesquely misshapen, whilst others suggest he was simply a victim of cruel superstition. According to the tale, the child was hidden away in a secret chamber, his very existence denied to the outside world. This so-called monster was said to have lived a long life in isolation, cared for by the family, and his death left behind a labyrinth of locked rooms, passageways designed to conceal his presence. Whilst no definitive evidence supports that story, the mystery has captivated visitors and fueled speculation for centuries. Another grim tale is tied to Earl Birdie, a 15th century nobleman infamous for his love of gambling and his volatile temper. According to legend, Verdi was so consumed by his desire to play cards that he challenged the devil himself to a game, after being denied opponents one stormy evening. The devil purportedly accepted, and their furious game echoed through the castle's halls for hours, ultimately resulting in Verdi losing the card game and his soul. It's said that even today, Verdi's anguished cries can still be heard and his shadowy form roams the castle corridors. But the castle is not just known for its royal relations or Shakespearean inspirations, including its alleged role in harbouring fugitives and hosting clandestine meetings. And if there ever were a place to picture groups of people going around in robes trying to remain hidden, this would be it. It's the interweaving of these tales and historical events that imbued Glam's Castle with a mythical quality, a place where the line between fact and fiction seamlessly blurs. Sir Walter Scott, who spent the night at Glam's in 1704, wrote, "After a very hospitable reception, I was conducted to my apartment in a distant part of the building. I must own that when I heard door after door shut, after my conductor had retired, I began to consider myself too far from the living and somewhat too near the dead." The castle garnered an additional intrigue because, according to Lady Glam's in 1900, its ancient walls conceal a mystery that has, for centuries, eluded the curiosity and scrutiny of all unauthorized individuals. It's a secret supposedly known to only three people: the current Earl at the time, his eldest son, and one other individual they both agree is worthy of their confidence. As intriguing as its history may be, Glam's Castle's true allure lies in its reputation as one of Scotland's most haunted locations. Visitors and staff alike have reported chilling encounters with spectral figures, disembodied voices, and unexplained phenomena. Despite Glam's reputation as being one of the most haunted places in the UK, it's really only one spirit whose name is as synonymous with Glamis as the alleged monster: the spirit of the Grey Lady, otherwise known as Janet Douglas. She was married to the 6th Lord Glams. However, she was later accused of poisoning him in 1528. But due to a lack of evidence, and forgive the pun, but it being seen as something of a witch hunt, the case was dropped. But King James V of Scotland, not known to not hold a grudge, despised the Douglas family ever since Janet's brother imprisoned him until he escaped. Bizarrely, with her now having a false history of a poisoner behind her, the king, some 9 years later, decided she had been planning to poison him, allegedly convening with her brothers to do so, hereby getting the whole family in one fell swoop under the charge of treason. For good measure, because this was the time, he also added in that Janet had been using witchcraft against him. Obviously, this could not be proved, and many people suspected this was simply a grudge. But regardless, she was taken and imprisoned in the dungeons of Edinburgh Castle. As a king, it was easy to take who you want and place them in jail. However, getting them to be convicted of witchcraft was something altogether different. You had to pass certain laws. You had to make sure there were certain witnesses. There were people who could testify against her. And the king made sure he found those people. he tortured the staff of GLAMS, sending correspondence to her of who he tortured and how. Knowing to be very caring of her servants, it broke Janet to know they were now tortured and had also confessed to her part in witchcraft. So you can imagine when she received the news that King James V was about to move on to her family members, she had no option but to confess to being a witch. And on July the 17th, 1537, she was escorted from the dungeon to the courtyard and burnt at the stake. An act so horrifically cruel and wrong, it not only cemented her place in Scotland's dark history, but following her wrongful death, her spirit seems to have roamed back to Glam's castle and become tethered to the building. Perhaps her mistreated soul felt at home back at Glam's. There is a chapel at Glam's castle, and it's said on occasion you can see the Grey Lady kneeling at the altar. There is also a space reserved for her in one of the pews. And even today, you will be asked to move if you sit in that particular seat. Let's take a quick break in proceedings to talk to you about the holiday season and the M word. Not mistletoe, money. Because food, decorations, presents, they don't come for free. And at this time of year, everyone knows to the last digit what is in their bank account. Well, I know I do anyway. And when I get my statement in January, I look and think, I didn't need to go out then. I didn't need to buy that. I didn't need to buy as many of those. And I kick myself and say, next year, you'll do something better with your money. And that was me rinse and repeat until last year when I actually did. Now, you'll have heard me talk about Acorns before, and there's a reason for it. Because Acorns make it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, your retirement, even during the holidays. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. And you don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start automatically investing your money in just 5 minutes. And you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now. That could be $5 a day or just even your spare change. That's right. Acorns can round every purchase you make up to a dollar and automatically invest that spare change for you. So if you buy a coffee on the way to work, that's investing. And you can get bonus investments just for buying the stuff you need from the brands you love. The change I said I made last year, well, I looked at all the excess I would have spent and I invested it. And believe me, guys, that's why Acorns are so important. And I'll be doing the same this year, because when you look at your statement in January and you see you've invested money instead of wasting it, it's a great feeling. So head over to acorns.com/darkparanormal or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsements. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investment involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/darkparanormal.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
There have been several witnesses of the Grey Lady throughout history. Many people report her as a pale figure gliding through the chapel, radiating an aura of melancholy. Some claim to feel an inexplicable chill, or even hear soft weeping in those empty pews. Others have reported feeling perfectly fine on entering the chapel, only to have a sudden, almost cloak of desolation and depression fall upon them. Of course, we've already spoken of Earl Birdie and his notorious game of cards with the devil, where he lost his soul. But there are numerous versions of that tale. We know it's a legend of hubris, obsession, and eternal damnation. However, some people say the 15th century nobleman, consumed with his love of gambling and fiery temper, berated the men around him and insulted them, saying they wouldn't dare take him on, and then proclaimed he would even challenge the devil himself. And in the good old-timed puff of smoke, a man appears sat at the table. Birdie didn't realize he was playing with the devil until he dropped something and noticed the man had hooves. Even realizing he was playing with the devil himself brought a smile to the ever-confident Birdie's face. So when the devil said, "We should play for your soul," he happily agreed, on the proviso that when he wins, he gets anything he asks for. The devil calmly agrees and states, "Would you like to roam these halls forever if you lose?" To which Birdie replies, "I won't lose." And so goes on a game of cards for many, many hours. The howls and cries that were heard all came from Birdie, as the smiling, composed, and calm man opposite won each and every hand. Legend states that Birdie ultimately lost his soul in this unholy game, and now wanders the castle halls for eternity. Many report to have heard his anguished cries or seen his shadowy form, forever haunting the Castle of Glamis. A chilling reminder of his fateful gamble. Not confined to the past, numerous accounts detail sightings of a dark, brooding figure wandering the castle's halls even today. Visitors have reported hearing heavy footsteps in empty rooms, catching a glimpse of a shadow darting around corners, and others have felt an oppressive presence in certain areas of the castle, as though being watched by unseen eyes. Then, of course, we have the fabled secret room of Glamis. It's another source of paranormal intrigue, cloaked in mystery and shrouded in centuries of speculation. Rumoured to hold the darkest of the castle's secrets, this enigmatic chamber has inspired countless tales of hidden horrors and forbidden truths. Despite extensive modern investigations, the exact location of this elusive room remains a mystery, adding to the allure. Visitors often report feeling an unnatural sense of unease near certain walls, as though the castle itself fiercely guards its secrets. Psychics and paranormal investigators claim that the room's concealed presence amplifies the already palpable supernatural energy of Glamis, lending credence to the idea that something extraordinary, or perhaps sinister, lies hidden within its ancient walls. My personal favourite spirit of Glamis, if you can say such a thing, is the Phantom Footman. Among the castle's lesser-known spirits is a spectral footman. He's often seen standing silently in doorways or along corridors, disappearing when approached, and his identity remains unknown. This air of mystery elevates him to one of the most intriguing and frightening of all the ghosts within Glamis. His anonymity shrouds him in an aura of terror, leaving visitors to speculate about his origins and purpose, heightening the sense of unease that accompanies any encounter with this spectral form. As we know by now, my favourite sort of spirits are the ones we know very little about. And this footman, well, he most certainly gets my vote. Even without direct encounters, visitors often describe Glam's castle as a place where the past feels unusually alive. The very air seems charged, heavy with centuries of emotion, joy, sorrow, rage, regret. It's not uncommon for visitors to experience sudden chills, unexplained dizziness, or a sense of disorientation. Some attribute these sensations to the castle's architecture, while others believe they're a result of residual energies left by those who once lived, died, and were tortured within its walls. Paranormal investigators have concluded numerous studies at Glam's, capturing eerie EVP sounds, unexplained temperature fluctuations, and anomalous readings. One notable instance involved an investigator who reported hearing a distinct disembodied voice murmuring their name in an otherwise empty corridor. Another group documented sudden dramatic drops in temperature near the chapel where the sightings of the Grey Lady are most frequent. And on more than one occasion, a thermal imaging camera has detected a faint but humanoid figure stood motionless in a supposedly deserted room, only to vanish moments later. Such encounters, combined with the castle's rich history, lend weight to its reputation as a hub of supernatural activity. Skeptics will argue these findings can be explained away by natural phenomena, whereas believers will see them as evidence of the castle's enduring connection to the other world. Whether one believes in ghosts or views these tales as echoes of collective memory, Glam's Castle serves as a reminder of the enduring human fascination with the unknown. In the flickering candlelight of its grand halls, amidst the whispers of its ancient stones, the question lingers: do the spirits of Glam's walk among us? Or are they merely reflections of the snippets of our knowledge of the place as we cling to the visitor guide? Do they reflect our own deepest fears? Thank you, as always, for choosing to join me on a trip to a dark realm, and I'll be back with you next week. Until then, stay safe and take care.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.